English 900, Book 6, Tape 3A, Schools and Education. Listen. Children enter school at the age of 5, don't they? In elementary school, the child learns to read and write. In secondary school, children get more advanced knowledge. In universities, students train to become teachers and engineers. He went to grade school in New York and high school in Chicago. In college, I majored in science. What was your major? My sister graduated from high school. Graduation was last night. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree. If you expect to enter the university, you should apply now. This is my first year of college. I'm a freshman. My uncle is a high school principal. What kind of grades did you make in college? During your first year of college, did you make straight A's? My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches economics. John has extracurricular activities. He's on the football team. Now, repeat. Children enter school at the age of 5, don't they? In elementary school, the child learns to read and write. In secondary school, children get more advanced knowledge. In universities, students train to become teachers and engineers. He went to grade school in New York and high school in Chicago. In college, I majored in science. What was your major? My sister graduated from high school. Graduation was last night. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree. If you expect to enter the university, you should apply now. This is my first year of college. I'm a freshman. My uncle is a high school principal. What kind of grades did you make in college? During your first year of college, did you make straight A's? My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches economics. John has extracurricular activities. He's on the football team. Intonation. Listen and repeat. Children enter school at the age of 5, don't they? In elementary school, the child learns to read and write. In secondary school, children get more advanced knowledge. In universities, students train to become teachers and engineers. He went to grade school in New York and high school in Chicago. In college, I majored in science. What was your major? My sister graduated from high school. Graduation was last night. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree. If you expect to enter the university, you should apply now. This is my first year of college. I'm a freshman. My uncle is a high school principal. What kind of grades did you make in college? During your first year of college, did you make straight A's? My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches economics. John has extracurricular activities. He's on the football team.
Verb study. Listen. 1. Enter. Children enter kindergarten at the age of 5, don't they?
My daughter enters the first grade this year.
John entered the university 2 years ago.
If you had entered college this year, would you be a freshman?
Our bus is entering New York City now. 2. Learn to. In elementary school, the pupil learns to read and write.
What did you learn to do today?
Last year, they learned to ride a bicycle.
I'm learning to speak a foreign language.
Didn't you ever learn to drive a car? 3. Read, write. In elementary school, children learn to read and write, don't they?
That little boy reads and writes very well for his age.
The students have already read the questions. Now they're writing their answers.
I read my mail and then wrote some letters.
4. Train. Teach. In colleges, students train to become doctors and engineers.
He's been trained as a teacher.
My brother teaches economics.
He has taught on the faculty for nearly 20 years.
Mr. Cooper is teaching French. English is taught by Mr. Jones. 5. Major in. In college, I majored in science. What was your major?
I'm majoring in music.
When my father was in college, he majored in economics.
If she majors in French, I'm sure she'll become a teacher.
6. Graduate from. My sister graduated from high school and then went to college.
I'm going to graduate from college next year.
As soon as he graduates, he's going to get a job.
Isn't John graduating from college in June?
7. Expect to. If you expect to enter college in the fall, you should apply now.
Are you expecting to get good grades this year?
I expected my brother to go to college, but he didn't.
If you had expected to enter college, you should have registered.
Now, repeat. 1. Enter. Children enter kindergarten at the age of 5, don't they?
My daughter enters the first grade this year.
John entered the university 2 years ago.
If you had entered college this year, would you be a freshman?
Our bus is entering New York City now. 2. Learn to. In elementary school, the pupil learns to read and write.
What did you learn to do today?
Last year, they learned to ride a bicycle.
I'm learning to speak a foreign language.
Didn't you ever learn to drive a car? 3. Read, write. In elementary school, children learn to read and write, don't they?
That little boy reads and writes very well for his age.
The students have already read the questions. Now they're writing their answers.
I read my mail and then wrote some letters.
4. Train. teach. In colleges, students train to become doctors and engineers.
He's been trained as a teacher.
My brother teaches economics.
He has taught on the faculty for nearly 20 years.
Mr. Cooper is teaching French. English is taught by Mr. Jones. Five. Major in college, I majored in science. What was your major?
I'm majoring in music.
When my father was in college, he majored in economics.
If she majors in French, I'm sure she'll become a teacher.
Six. Graduate from. My sister graduated from high school and then went to college.
I'm going to graduate from college next year.
As soon as he graduates, he's going to get a job.
Isn't John graduating from college in June?
Seven. Expect to. If you expect to enter college in the fall, you should apply now.
Are you expecting to get good grades this year?
I expected my brother to go to college, but he didn't.
If you had expected to enter college, you should have registered.
Now, review the base sentences from Unit 2. Listen and repeat.
Geographically, this country is located in the southern hemisphere. It's a beautiful country with many large lakes. This part of the country is very mountainous. The land in this region is dry and parched. Along the northern coast, there are many high cliffs. There are forests here, and lumbering is important. The scenery is beautiful near the Pacific Ocean. This mountain range has many high peaks and deep canyons. What kind of climate do you have? Is it mild? How far is it from the shore of the Atlantic to the mountains? Is the coastal plain good for farming? What's the longest river in the United States? Are most of the lakes located in the north central region? As you travel westward, does the land get higher? The weather is warm and sunny here. Do you get much rain?
This is the end of tape 3A, book 6, English 900. English 900, Book 6, Tape 3B. Substitution drills. 1. Listen. Children enter school at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter kindergarten at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter grade school at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter elementary school at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter the first grade at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter preschool classes at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter nursery school at the age of 5, don't they? Now, repeat. Children enter school at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter kindergarten at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter grade school at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter elementary school at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter the first grade at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter preschool classes at the age of 5, don't they?
Children enter nursery school at the age of 5, don't they? Two. Listen. In elementary school, the child learns to read and write.
In elementary school, the child learns to work with numbers.
In elementary school, the child learns to study. Now, repeat. In elementary school, the child learns to read and write.
In elementary school, a child learns to work with numbers.
In elementary school, a child learns to study. Three. Listen. In secondary school, children get more advanced knowledge.
In secondary school, children study mathematics, physics, and chemistry.
In secondary school, children study history, geography, and government.
In secondary school, children begin to concentrate on special interests.
Now, repeat. In secondary school, children get more advanced knowledge.
In secondary school, children study mathematics, physics, and chemistry.
In secondary school, children study history, geography, and government.
In secondary school, children begin to concentrate on special interests.
Four. Listen. In universities, students train to become teachers and engineers.
In universities, students train to become lawyers and dentists.
In universities, students train to become doctors and nurses. Now, repeat. In universities, students train to become teachers and engineers.
In universities, students train to become lawyers and dentists.
In universities, students train to become doctors and nurses. Five. Listen. He went to grade school in New York and high school in Chicago.
He went to grade school in New York and vocational school in Chicago.
He went to grade school in New York and an electronics school in Chicago.
He went to grade school in New York and a trade school in Chicago.
He went to grade school in New York and a private academy in Chicago. Now, repeat. He went to grade school in New York and high school in Chicago.
He went to grade school in New York and vocational school in Chicago.
He went to grade school in New York and an electronics school in Chicago.
He went to grade school in New York and a trade school in Chicago.
He went to grade school in New York and a private academy in Chicago. Six. Listen. In college, I majored in science. What was your major?
In college, I majored in math. What was your major?
In college, I majored in physics. What was your major?
In college, I majored in languages. What was your major?
In college, I majored in history. What was your major?
In college, I majored in economics. What was your major?
In college, I majored in philosophy. What was your major? Now, repeat. In college, I majored in science. What was your major?
In college, I majored in math. What was your major?
In college, I majored in physics. What was your major?
In college, I majored in languages. What was your major?
In college, I majored in history. What was your major?
In college, I majored in economics. What was your major?
In college, I majored in philosophy. What was your major? Seven. Listen. My sister graduated from high school. Graduation was last night.
My sister graduated from college. Commencement was last night.
My sister graduated from a private school. The ceremony was last night. Now, repeat. My sister graduated from high school. Graduation was last night.
My sister graduated from college. Commencement was last night.
My sister graduated from a private school. The ceremony was last night. Eight. Listen. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a BA degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Bachelor of Science degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Master of Arts degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have an MS degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Doctor of Philosophy degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a PhD degree. Now, repeat. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a BA degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Bachelor of Science degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Master of Arts degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have an MS degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a Doctor of Philosophy degree. I'm a graduate of Yale University. I have a PhD degree. Nine. Listen. Do you have a high school diploma?
Do you have a special diploma?
Do you have special credentials?
Do you have a college degree?
Do you have an honorary degree? Now, repeat. Do you have a high school diploma?
Do you have a special diploma?
Do you have special credentials?
Do you have a college degree?
Do you have an honorary degree? Now repeat the following sentences. 10. If you expect to enter the university, you should apply now.
If you expect to enter the university, you should register now.
If you expect to enter the university, you should make an application now.
If you expect to enter the university, you should go to the registrar's office now.
If you expect to enter the university, you should enroll now. This is my first year of college. I'm a freshman.
This is my second year of college. I'm a sophomore.
This is my third year of college. I'm a junior.
This is my fourth year of college. I'm a senior.
This is my third year of college. I'm an upperclassman.
This is my second year of college. I'm a lower classman.
My uncle is a high school principal. Do you know him?
My uncle is an elementary school head. Do you know him?
My uncle is a college president. Do you know him?
My uncle is a university dean. Do you know him?
My uncle is a graduate lecturer. Do you know him?
My uncle is a faculty professor. Do you know him?
13. What kind of grades did you make in college?
What kind of grades did you make during your early school years?
What kind of grades did you make through high school?
What kind of grades did you make in your junior high school years?
During your first year of college, did you make straight A's?
During your first year of college, did you make a B average?
During your first year of college, did you make many C's?
During your first year of college, did you make the honor roll?
During your first year of college, did you make good grades?
During your first year of college, did you make poor grades?
My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches economics.
My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches psychology.
My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches pathology.
My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches computer mathematics.
My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches civil engineering.
My brother is a member of the faculty. He teaches electrical engineering.
John has extracurricular activities. He's on the football team.
John has extracurricular activities. He's president of his class.
John has extracurricular activities. He's in the school band.
John has extracurricular activities. He's editor of the school paper.
John has extracurricular activities. He's English 900, Book 6, Tape 3C, Participation Drill. Listen. I finally made it. I'm now a college graduate. Would you like to hear about it?
Yes, I'd like to hear about it. You had to work hard to earn your Bachelor of Arts degree, didn't you?
Yes, I had to work very hard for my bachelor's degree. I'm proud to be a graduate of Yale University. Were you proud to graduate from Yale?
Yes, I was very proud to be a Yale man. I have a Master of Arts degree and my PhD also. You're going on for your MA, aren't you?
Yes, I'll go on for my master's. I expect to teach history and government in secondary school. Did you ever teach in a high school?
Yes, I taught in high school. That was before I became a college professor. You made good grades at Yale, didn't you?
I made pretty good grades. I had B's in science and math, but I made straight A's in my major. What did you major in?
I majored in child psychology. I was very interested in the way children learn to read and write. You were active in extracurricular activities, weren't you?
Yes, I was active in extracurricular activities. Because of my training on school newspapers since my junior high school years, I became editor of the Yale paper. Were you active in sports?
Yes, I was active in sports. During my junior and senior years, I was on the Yale football team. If you're going to graduate school, you should apply soon, shouldn't you?
Yes, I should apply soon. I think I'll make an application for position as graduate lecturer at Yale. Do you think I have a chance to get it?
Yes, I think you have a good chance. You should go to the registrar's office and apply there.
Now, you take the part of student B. I finally made it. I'm now a college graduate. Would you like to hear about it? Yes, I had to work very hard for my bachelor's degree. I'm proud to be a graduate of Yale University. Were you proud to graduate from Yale? Yes, I'll go on for my master's. I expect to teach history and government in secondary school. Did you ever teach in a high school? I made pretty good grades. I had B's in science and math, but I made straight A's in my major. What did you major in? Yes, I was active in extracurricular activities. Because of my training on school newspapers since my junior high school years, I became editor of the Yale paper. Were you active in sports? Yes, I should apply soon. I think I'll make an application for position as graduate lecturer at Yale. Do you think I have a chance to get it? Grammar review exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. Your sister, who graduated last night, received a BA degree.
Question.
Did your sister, who graduated last night, receive a BA degree?
Who majored in economics?
Did your sister, who majored in economics, receive a BA degree?
Statement.
Your sister, who majored in economics, received a BA degree.
received high grades.
Your sister, who majored in economics, received high grades.
Was an excellent student.
Your sister, who majored in economics, was an excellent student.
Question.
Was your sister, who majored in economics, an excellent student?
Who was active in sports?
Was your sister, who was active in sports, an excellent student?
Statement.
Your sister, who was active in sports, was an excellent student.
Who was editor of the school paper?
Your sister, who was editor of the school paper, was an excellent student.
Graduated with honors.
Your sister, who was editor of the school paper, graduated with honors. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. High school is for older children whose knowledge is more advanced.
Is for young adults.
High school is for young adults whose knowledge is more advanced.
College.
College is for young adults whose knowledge is more advanced.
Who want to concentrate on special interests.
College is for young adults who want to concentrate on special interests.
Question.
Is college for young adults who want to concentrate on special interests?
Who want to become teachers and engineers?
Is college for young adults who want to become teachers and engineers?
Statement.
College is for young adults who want to become teachers and engineers.
Who want to study psychology?
College is for young adults who want to study psychology.
Is for students.
College is for students who want to study psychology.
Who make good grades.
College is for students who make good grades.
Negative.
College isn't for students who don't make good grades. Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. The professor on the faculty is my uncle.
With an MA degree.
The professor with an MA degree is my uncle.
Teaches at the university.
The professor with an MA degree teaches at the university.
The graduate lecturer.
The graduate lecturer with an MA degree teaches at the university.
Question.
Does the graduate lecturer with an MA degree teach at the university?
From New York City.
Does the graduate lecturer from New York City teach at the university?
Teach economics.
Does the graduate lecturer from New York City teach economics?
statement.
The graduate lecturer from New York City teaches economics.
Studying for his PhD.
The graduate lecturer studying for his PhD teaches economics.
Is on the faculty.
The graduate lecturer studying for his PhD is on the faculty. Word study exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. A man who practices law is a lawyer.
A man who practices dentistry is a dentist.
A man who practices medicine is a doctor.
A man who has studied philosophy is a philosopher.
A man whose profession is economics is an economist.
A man who experiments in science is a scientist.
A man who writes history books is an historian.
A man who solves mathematical problems is a mathematician.
A man whose profession is engineering is an engineer.
A man who teaches is a teacher.
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. I graduated from Yale University.
I majored in science.
He's on the football team.
Children enter kindergarten at the age of 5.
I'm a graduate of Harvard University.
I travel to school in a bus in the winter.
On sunny days, I go on foot.
Tomorrow, I will go by car.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. Will you please do me a favor?
If you did your work on time, you wouldn't get into trouble.
Have you given any thought to going on to graduate school?
Did you have a good time in your freshman year at college?
I must make an attempt to get better grades this year.
I don't see any point in going to college if you're not going to study.
I forgot to register. It completely slipped my mind.
I took your advice and majored in engineering.
This is the end of tape 3C, book 6, English 900.
Junior. Guess what? Yeah, here. Yes, but now it is it.
Yeah, I don't think we'd hurry. You know, nothing wrong with there with it. Hurry, I'll take now with the joke. I will about squeeze that. Let's be a rope in that snow and then the next world scale of the storm brow. Yes, down in the river, sing all the scope. Here now, for a good nail, we'll talk about the... Well, let's get down, lay the ocean, let's get there off, la. Boy, I'm busy. Who is the milk, but now, scope. Eating a sweet guy in him, doesn't he, Aaron Wamsin? I'm sure I get it, but I don't know what to do, they're underneath it. I'm not missing your mum, hurry, they're off, all right. Well, yeah, in him, all right, so I'm not throwing them all up. Off now, I was in the use in the nail. Then one bear at the ears, not get off this. Skills, God, lean him through, you're not going to breathe, but the. Hurry, it's the man about in the deck, well, the ears, not get out of the way. Give your man in the cell. Many must have been up here between the one.
Now,
the job, but I was no matter his top. Yeah, it was no matter his top. Yeah, really, it was no matter his top. Never mind. Was no matter I need to throw you near the top, bro.
No,
sir,
baby,
wait.
There's
no oxygen everything. Well, you're very usually the turbine you've been at night.
I
need to be a clerk the business at all, John. Yes, most of the house, but yet you've been gone during the year, isn't it? No.
Yes, sir.
Well, not because you know, it's not an extra, you know, it's there, good, no, we.
Yeah, here. Yes. It's good. There's nothing on children yet.